What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Coach Wonstedt, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes, everything is real good. You know, I'm kind of excited about the Ben Johnson hire, to see, as everybody is, to see see how this unfolds and give the Bears a lot of credit. You know, give Ryan Poles some credit, and obviously Kevin Warren for pushing the envelope, I think, with George and Mrs. McCaskey. So, you know, this doesn't happen. You know, and I know the Bears organization and how it works as well as anybody, obviously. And this doesn't – this is not a one-person decision at that organization. And they still, because of the traditions and the history, it goes through the channels. And I think that that you got to give everybody a little pat on the back.
Dave, I think like many of us, you expected the Bears perhaps to be in a position to hire Mike McCarthy. He was a higher floor guy. And frankly, maybe it was because we doubted the Bears' ability to land Ben Johnson. So what was your level of surprise yesterday based on when you heard the news and how this all unfolded?
Well, I was surprised, you know, but you know what? The first thought that came to my mind is I got to get to know this guy a little bit because that he's a smart guy. You know, if you were just going to be influenced, Tom Brady, you can bring a guy that can be your personnel guy. You can be catered to by Tom Brady. You take the Vegas job. But let's think about this for a minute, guys. You know, he sat back and he said, wait a minute. I don't have a quarterback out there. Maybe I don't like the quarterback you're coming out in the draft. I don't know this. I'm just saying. And he's saying, it's Bears' job. I have an opportunity to, obviously, with Caleb Williams and the foundation of the team, that they got skill guys and they got players on defense. I'm going to go where I have the best chance to be successful. And I think a lot of coaches would have gone to Vegas with Tom Brady and buddies with the GM and on and on and on. But I'm going to give Ben credit for this. I like that about him without even ever meeting the guy or talking to him.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's an excellent hire. I was surprised because I heard over the weekend that they were going to offer him the opportunity to hire his own personnel guy in Vegas. And, you know, you kind of got this feel that that meant a lot to him and he was going to be able to do that elsewhere. And I honestly wasn't sure the Bears were still in the mix. And the idea that they not only got him, but they got him on Monday, they got him immediately, was frankly just surprising. And it means that they wanted him, they went after him, they paid him, they're getting him the staff that he has apparently been talking to. It just, there's a lot of positives out of it, Dave, that maybe we weren't anticipating, especially when what did they get to? 17 interviews, and you kept feeling like they were interviewing so many people, you weren't sure what they wanted, but they got the guy that can help the quarterback.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, and let's think about this, too. I mentioned it's probably Kevin Warren that's pushing George and Mrs. McCaskey as far as the money, okay?
Yep.
But also Ryan Poles, let's give him some credit here, not just for getting him signed, okay, with the money, because I think this thing's more to it. If I'm Ben Johnson, I'm sitting down, and we don't know this, and we don't need to know. It's not important, because we got it worked out. But I wouldn't be surprised if he sat there and looked Ryan Poles in the eye and say, listen, I want to be able to control how many running backs I keep, and I want to be able to control how many offensive linemen we keep and how many are active. Where do we stand? What can be? And I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Poles, if it wasn't a give and take, and Ryan knows that his job's on the line, and I'm going to give him credit. It's not a situation people are going to come out and say, oh, Ryan Poles gave in to this. And no. It's a matter of doing what you got to do, what's best for the organization to make it work. So let's give Ryan Poles some credit. And I don't know what happened, but I knowing that he wanted to take a GM with him, that was not smokescreen. So let's back up and say he just maybe wanted the roster. How are we going to work the draft? How are we going to work free agency? You know, so there was definitely a give and take with stuff that I'm sure Flus and a lot of these other guys, they were happy to have the job. They would have never argued for any, not argued, but they would have never voiced a strong opinion of, hey, I got to have it this way for my system and my plan to work. So there was a give and take there. I'm sure there was. And hats off to Ryan Poles for that also, really.
And frankly, it may not be Ryan Poles you're giving credit to. It might be Kevin Warren if he gave Ben Johnson the autonomy to have the kind of say in those roster decisions. And it was an understanding that if he came to the Bears with or without his own front office executive, he would have the kind of input that you just described, Dave. So that may have made the job more appealing. And whether that maybe it limits the scope of your general manager's power, whatever was necessary to get Ben Johnson to Hallis Hall, the Bears, whether it was Poles or Warren, they were willing to do.
It could have been. And, you know, I think the point, though, David, is I don't really care. Bears fans shouldn't care. We got the guy we wanted. It was this top guy out there. Let's be happy with that, and they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. You know, when you win, when you have success, there's enough for everybody. We used to talk about that going back to our University of Miami days. Hey, guys, everybody do their deal. We got to give and take. But when the team wins, guess what? We all win. And I think that's the theme right now that the Bears should be focused on and all of us should be focused on.
Yeah, I think that it's fascinating to me that not only do you get the hottest guy in this coaching cycle, but you also take something away from a division opponent. You also get a guy who has game planned for the other two teams in the division and knows, you know, the offense in Detroit very well. So I just think that it helps you in terms of the kind of, you know, the nature of just being in a division and the four teams in a division.
Yeah, and you know what? When you have a scouting report, you stand up there, you bring in your personnel people, and they tell the entire team about the roster you're playing. So my point is, when Detroit's playing Chicago, somebody walks into that room, like a Ryan Poles' assistant, for example. That's the way we did it at the Dolphins and the Bears. And they're going to stand up there because they know these guys better than anybody. They've been following them since college. And they're going to stand up there and they're say, this is what Odunze does well, guys. This guy's got great speed. He's got this. His hands, strengths and weaknesses, and goes through the whole team. So he's got knowledge of the Bears roster before he shows up because they're playing him. And I'll tell you what, and I think he made a great point. Let's not go crazy like we did last year, okay? You know, coach of the year and Flus and playoffs and winning the division. But let me tell you, I've lived it. The NFL can turn the arrow up as fast as it can turn the arrow down, okay? Mm-hmm. And you look at Washington, new owner, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new special teams coordinator at Washington, and they're still playing guys in the playoffs. So, you know, I'm saying this in a positive light, that if we get the right combination and things click and we stay healthy, you know, things can turn positive real quick. But let's not go too far. You know, I mean, we got to draw a line there.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, Dave, it was 32 years ago this week that you were the hot coordinator that picked the Bears over the Giants, and everybody around the league, you know, looked at you making that move, going to become a head coach after being a coordinator. It's a giant step. It's a different feel. The first time you get behind the microphone at the press conference, which isn't a determinant of how successful you are going to be, but it is the first time where you evaluated differently. How much anxiety do you think Ben Johnson has before he does that? And what advice would you lend him based on your own experience?
Well, things are different, David. I think I signed 4 years for about $400,000 a year, okay? So things are different. and that was the top money anywhere in the NFL. I mean, I had five offers, and the Bears paid the top dollar, okay? Just so you know how things have changed. But you know what? I think I was very confident I think because of winning the Super Bowl and building a team from scratch up, and you know, I had the national championships at Pitt, national championships. So in my mind, I had a plan of what we had to do to get the Bears to the Super Bowl. You know, so was I nervous? Yes. No question about it. No question about it. But, you know, the one part of advice, if I was going to talk to Ben today, I would tell him this, guys. After I got the Bears job, I went out and played golf with Coach Chuck Knoll, who had just retired from the Steelers. And on every hole, you know, I had a question for him, a different question. And he told me at the end, we're sitting there having a beer afterwards, and he says, Dave, I'm going to tell you one thing. When you take this job as a head coach, you're going to see holes and leaks in the dam. Oh, God, I got this on special teams. I got this with my offensive line. I can't get to the passer on defense. But he says, stop right there. Why did you get this job? And I said, well, I got the job because of my defensive expertise and the history, you know, all the years I've been calling defenses. And he says, keep the main thing. You go in there and you focus every ounce of energy you got on doing the best job with that Bears defense as you can. And I'm being humble about this, but we ended up in the top five. I think that we were terrible on offense, but we were a top five, top 10 team in defense. And he says, that's what you got to do, and then you move on from there. You can't do everything in one day. So I would tell Ben Johnson the same thing. Ben, you were hired here for your offensive and quarterback expertise. Put everything you got into that, and you will have time to get. If the offense clicks and Caleb's goes on, we'll fix these other things. You know, so don't think you're going to do everything, and don't try to do everything, you know, right off the bat, because it's physically impossible to do. So I was thinking about that last night. If I was going to talk to him, what would I tell him? And I think that would be the first thing that would come to mind. Keep the main thing, why you got hired. And what Bear fans and what ownership, what do they expect to see out of you?
Great answer.
Yeah, it's a really good answer. And I think that means he's got to fix the offensive line, right? I mean, you think about the Bears and what they have. There are a lot of different issues, but if you want to get the quarterback going, and, you know, Dave, what I love is this guy runs a lot of play action. That's something the Bears can use, for God's sake. It'll help the quarterback. It'll reduce the number of sacks, hopefully. But they got to get that offensive line right.
Yeah, and Detroit, I mean, that's a good point, Molly. I mean, we got one number one pick. Detroit's got three top number one draft picks in that offensive line.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, they you know, this past year, they were sixth in the National Football League running the ball. I love it. They were second in passing, and they were plus 11 in turnovers. You know, so those things all kind of fit, and they're up under center a lot, which I love. And it's almost going to be a year, mark this down, where Caleb takes a step backwards to take two steps forward. In other words, let's use the, and I'm going to use this for example because I know it, I lived it. Let's use the Bill Belichick theory with Tom Brady. Run the ball, play action pass, a few movement passes, play defense and special teams until your quarterback keeps taking those steps. And I think that's what they did at Detroit. They were a top five scoring team, guys, the last 3 years. And that's another point that I think we got to bring up with Ben Johnson. He's not been a coordinator, guys, for 6 weeks, okay, or for 1 year. He's not a one-year wonder type guy. We've seen his body of work over 3 years at Detroit. We've got a chance to evaluate him. We know that he likes to run the ball. He likes to be balanced. As you mentioned, Mully, he likes to go play action passes. That, in my humble opinion, that is what Caleb Williams needs as much as anything to get him to move forward as far as his progression as a quarterback. And I think we got a guy that's done that and has done it and had success doing it.
That's a terrific point, Dave. I look at also a 38-year-old first-time head coach. The first news we get about his staff is that it looks like he's going to bring Dennis Allen, who's a former head coach at two different stops, to be the defensive coordinator. Besides the obvious look at the scheme being the same, so there might be some good compatibility with the talent on your roster, it says to me that Ben Johnson realizes the need for experience on that staff. What was your reaction to the news that maybe Dennis Allen is coming to Chicago, and what are your expectations for this defense now?
I love it. I mean, I don't know Dennis Allen personally much. I think I met him one time. I think it'd be a great hire. Okay, number one off the top. The second point that I would say is, okay, Ben, there's different ways these head coaches do it. And make sure, even though you are probably going to be the play caller and obviously the offensive, you know, all that stuff, you please, as a head coach, during the game, you have to stay on top of the flow of the game. If it's the fourth quarter, you are hiring Dennis Allen to stop people. That's when you hire a defensive coordinator. When you hire an offensive coordinator, it's to score points. And if it's the fourth quarter of a game and you feel like you got the game in hand and it's third down and long and Dennis calls a blitz and you don't want to take a chance of giving up the home run, you've got to be able to step in and say, hey Dennis, and you can do it the right way. Dennis, let's play zone here. And that's the only thing that I would make clear. And I've had a lot of coordinators, and I just said, hey, you call every play. I don't give a damn. But if I say I want to run the ball, you tell me what the best run is. If I say I want to, hey, let's take a shot deep, I don't know what the best deep pass is. That's your job. but let's take a shot and throw it deep. I think it's I think a lot of young head coaches, you know, kind of turn everything over and don't stay in the flow of the game, and it hurts, or going for it on fourth down or not, whatever, you know. I don't know. I mean, that's, to me, that's a bigger deal that costs coaches games than what people make it out to be when you have a play caller on one side of the ball that's totally focused in. Did that make sense?
What, yes, I'm trying, it did. To say?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, no, it's a good point.
Or, yeah, or run a trick play. You know, maybe, if the head coach wants to run a trick play, he's the head coach, he can do it. But as an example, in that playoff game, you want to run the reverse pass. If Dan Campbell didn't like it, Dan has the prerogative to say, hey, Ben, no trick play right now. Let's just run the ball. As an example, you know what I mean? So anyway, it's I hope he gets that done. I'll leave it at that.
Dave, we got 30 seconds left. What was your thought on the national championship game?
I thought that Notre Dame competed, played as hard as they could play. I was impressed how they threw the ball and made some plays at the end. Ohio State was the best team. They should have won the national championship. So I'm happy for Ohio State. I'm a Big Ten guy. Let's face it. I mean, what am I going to say? You know, I love working at the Big, but I do. I know Ryan Day well, and I'm glad that they won. He has brought that team through a lot of adversity. You know, a couple tough losses, particularly the Michigan one, and he beats him. He earned it. I mean, you beat Tennessee, guys.
Yeah.
You beat, help me out here, who else did they beat on the way?
Texas
last game.
They beat Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you. You know what I mean? So they earned the opportunity, and they came through and got it done. I think they deserve it.
Oregon, too.
Yeah, they beat the Oregon. Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, what a tough group of teams they beat.
Great stuff,
Great
Dave.
Great stuff, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys, good talking to you.
That is Coach Wanstead. That is unbelievable.
He was on fire today, though.
Oh, he's so right.
That was great insight.
That was really good.
You know?